Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
There's never been a better time to get outside and experience the benefits of nature. Discover nearby trails and explore the outdoors with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your outside.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94 WIP. Check it out there as the Phillies failed to sweep the Marlins yesterday, but that's not really the story. I mean, the story isn't a loss to the Marlins, who are actually playing good baseball in the month of June. Phillies got the first two against them. It's not Trey Turner back in the leadoff spot with three hits. It's not Garrett Sells pitching. The story yesterday is Andrew Painter, his present, his future, and where we are right now with the Phillies rotation. So Andrew Painter got rocked again yesterday, non-competitive, just getting blasted. That fastball is so hittable right now. It's amazing because that fastball was his bread and butter and was the pitch that you felt like was going to carry him in the major leagues. That was his pitch before the injury. And now it's just not a good pitch. And it's just not one that anybody has any respect for around the big leagues. And Andrew Painter, after the game, sent down a AAA as the Phillies will go at an extra bullpen arm this weekend and then begin the process on June 18th of having a rotation that is incomplete. And look, every team goes through something like this, whether it be injury or performance, and you have to go out there and piecemeal and figure it out. But the Phillies, in particular, are a team that doesn't want to do this. It's why they have spent so much money, so many resources, so many dollars, so many hours of prospect development on this rotation, because they want it to be their strength. And right now, their strength has two spots that we don't know what they're going to get every time. One of those was Andrew Painter, and now it becomes a who knows, and we'll get into what they could do and where they go. As far as Andrew Painter goes, it was clearly the right decision. The Phillies knew it was the right decision because they did it right after the game. They didn't deliberate. They didn't think about it. They must have been thinking about this after what they had in Milwaukee last Friday when they used the opener for him, and he still got hit around. This must have been on their radar that a bad start, one more, we got to pull the plug. And I think this is the right call. I think it's the right thing for Andrew Painter. His confidence looks shot. You hear him after the game yesterday talking, and it's like, oh boy. You know, he doesn't sound like he has any confidence in his own ability right now. So he has to go to AAA. And look, we could talk about best case and all that, and you know, a Roy Halladay situation. Halladay went down with an ERA over 10, and look what he became. That was all the way back in 2000. So Andrew Painter's career is not over, and he will have opportunities to fix this. But the early returns here are not good. And I blame Painter almost zero for what's going on here. This is the Phillies' fault. The Phillies set Andrew Painter up for failure. They set him up for failure. They set him up to come up here and get rocked, and it's on them. This is on the Phillies. It's not on Andrew Painter. I have no frustration towards Andrew Painter. He's not good enough. You know, newsflash, there's plenty of players that aren't good enough. You see it all the time in pro sports. It's on the team to recognize that. It's on the team to not let the player flounder in the big leagues. And the Phillies let this player flounder in the big leagues because it was a self-fulfilling prophecy. They have been trying to tell us and themselves for the better part of 3 years that this kid is special. And maybe he was. Maybe he was. Maybe their eyes and their minds did not deceive them. And maybe he was. But he has not been special since he came back from his injury. We have empirical data that tells us that. ERA over 5 last year at AAA. ERA over 7 here in the major leagues. That's not special. It's not even good. It's not even adequate. It's not even below average. It's horrendous. And they promoted this kid and gave him a spot in a rotation that's supposed to carry the team. It was baseball malpractice what they did. And they kept just squinting and saying, well, you know, got a couple outs here and there. No. If I'm Andrew Painter, I am disappointed in the team that drafted and developed me because they told me I was ready for this, even though all of the markers told me I wasn't really ready for this. And they put me on the mound and they let me drown. They let him drown out there for 2 months of this season, game after game after game after game. And not until it got to the point of literal embarrassment yesterday did they make a decision like, oh, maybe he needs more time in the minor leagues. You think? Really? Did that just hit you yesterday? Just yesterday did we decide, you know what? This isn't acceptable. It was that when the ERA tipped over 7, 6 was okay. But when the ERA tipped over 7, that was it. So this is on the Phillies. I blame them. Baseball malpractice. As far as the issue now and the issue with what they did is, not only did the Phillies promote Andrew Painter, give him a spot in the big league rotation, tell him he was great, tell us he was great, they also passed up the opportunity to cash him in as a prospect chip for great players over the past few years that could have helped them win a championship in the moment. And that in itself is a frustrating thing, but it also puts an extreme amount of pressure on Andrew Painter. I remember saying this in the last couple of years, the pressure on Painter to be great is so heavy, excuse me, because the Phillies have effectively told us we'd rather these many years of Painter's career, this block of Painter's career, 2026 through 2031, we would rather that than Garrett Crochet from 23, 24, 25, and beyond. We'd rather that. And that was their prerogative. They'd rather that than Mason Miller. You know, you go through the different machinations of what they could have traded him for, and I'm probably missing two or three others that they probably could have if they put their eggs in the right basket, traded Andrew Painter for these players, and they chose not to do it. And every time I look at Andrew Painter, I see him through that prism. Is it fair to him? No, it isn't. But the Phillies, by making it pretty clear, and, you know, how reporters get their stories are, you know, that's on them. But when you hear Ken Rosenthal, who's very respected in Major League Baseball, talk about the Mason Miller sweepstakes last summer and what the Padres wanted, where the Phillies were willing and not willing to go, and then you realize that the line of demarcation was pretty clearly, you don't have to be a detective to realize Andrew Painter, it just, like, blows you away. because the A's are desperate for starter pitchers. And they took Leo DeVries, and he's going to be their starting shortstop one day. And he looks like he's going to be a star. And that team is going to have like 8 or 9, you know, all-star caliber position players. If they find any pitching, they're going to be a force. But they want a Painter, and they probably would have taken Painter for Mason Miller. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Juan Duran, who is not quite Miller, but he's an excellent closer. He's one of my top 11 athletes at Philadelphia. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Juan Duran, but if you're able to trade...
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Andrew Painter for Mason Miller last year. You have Mason Miller now instead of Duran. Miller may have done a better job in that postseason series than Duran against the Dodgers. But bigger picture, maybe you don't re-sign JT Realmuto because you have Eduardo Tait on the rise. Maybe Mick Abel is going to be a better pitcher than Andrew Painter, and you kept those two. You could have also swapped those two maybe for something else this offseason to help you win a championship, and then you don't go and re-sign the players you do or make the moves you do, or there's a different Rice fielder out there because the Phillies are able to land that player for the pieces they still have. I mean, there's a million different ways this could go based on what you have. But the Phillies told us over and over again Painter would be great, so I view him through that prism.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric. It's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota. Let's go places.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
As far as what now? Well, Painter's got to go down. I don't think we could even pretend to count on him again the rest of the season. Maybe, but probably, you know, he's just going to need the rest of the year to get his act together, get his head back on straight. I wouldn't plan him back into the big league rotation in any way, shape, or form until 2027. Now, if he pitches great and he figures it out and he earns it back, that's a different story. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it. But I think we're at the point now where they have to just remove the idea that Painter is going to be a real part of this unless there's major injury and they have no choice to bring him back up. So I think that's number one. Number two is the Phillies have to get a starting pitcher. Ellen Rangel is only going to hold this sport for so long, assuming he's the guy from AAA. You know, he strikes me as a guy that will pitch to a mid-5 ERAs in the big leagues. And, you know, is it better than this version of Painter? Yeah. Is it acceptable? No. So they're going to have to go get a starting pitcher. Who that is, where that is, and how early they could get him, it's a major question now. And I think, you know, yesterday before the game, the Phillies pulled to within 7 games of the Braves. It was the first time in well, the whole season that I've considered the Phillies as division champions or a team that could win the division because of the slow start they got off to and the Braves' great start. Well, it is back in play now, but part of the reason why they're going to struggle to actually do this to catch the Braves is the Phillies are giving away games once every 5th day. That is, they were with Andrew Painter. They probably still will with the 5th starter. So who can stabilize this rotation? What kind of player can they get to stabilize this rotation over the next few months to give them a shot with the way they're winning with Wheeler and the way they're winning with Sanchez and the way they're winning, you know, with Lizardo to reel off winning streaks and have a chance to really climb back in the division race? Well, they're going to have to go find some. My guess is this is going to be closer to a Michael Lorenzen situation circa 2023 than it will be anything hugely substantial. That's my guess, that they will get that kind of pitcher. Who that is, I don't know. You know, there's, you look at the teams that are not good and you try to kind of project what will be there. You know, I think if the Phillies had more time to wait, I think Clay Holmes, who's coming off an injury with the Mets, probably ready around August, would be an interesting fit as a back-end guy if the Mets are committed to selling. But I'm not sure they could wait till August, till September, whenever Clay Holmes will be back. You know, there's enough teams out there that are bad that are probably willing to sell off some pieces here. The question is, how quickly are they willing to do it? What the Phillies are willing to offer for those guys and how this all comes together. So I expect the Lorenzen in my, not, and I don't expect Lorenzen himself was with the Rockies, but I expect a Lorenzen. Could they go after a Waka, a Lugo from the Royals? They could, more expensive, a little bit better, a little higher end. You know, a guy that, you know, they had a couple years ago with Lorenzen was a guy having a good year, but wasn't a great pitcher. You could also go with a guy that's been a great pitcher that might not be having his best year. I keep looking at the Giants. I think the Giants are an interesting seller. Robbie Ray fits in a lot of ways of what Dombrowski likes. Strikeouts, upside, potential, gives you options in the postseason. I would look to Robbie Ray. When Tyler Malley comes back off the injured list with the Giants, I would look to him as well. Not having a great year, do check the Phillies down in April. But those are just some names quickly off the top of my head that I think would fit, suffice, work as potential fifth starters. So they're going to have to go get a fifth starter. They're going to have to leave, you know, this kid down the minor leagues and not rush it back. And they're going to have to eat crow on this. And they're going to have to reevaluate how they promote players. Because this year really feels like a big L for Dombrowski in the front office. You know, Aiden Miller hurt, not their fault, but it seemed like they were counting on him. Justin Crawford has been, you know, I would call it more down than up in his rookie year. If the offense was better, if the guys he had signed were better, you could get away with this. It's hurting, the fact that he doesn't hit. And then there's the Painter thing. I mean, they have gotten probably negative overall wins above replacement, negative value from the three rookies that were supposed to impact this team. They haven't. And it's part of why the Phillies are where they are right now, which is good but not great, and in a bad spot. So a part of me feels empathy for Andrew Painter. Part of me feels frustration at the way I've watched the pitch for a couple months. A part of me feels like the Phillies did this only because they had no choice. But really, the biggest part of this is the Phillies committed baseball malpractice for 2 months. They committed baseball malpractice by promoting this player to the big leagues when he clearly had not shown a mastery of his position. He clearly had not shown to anyone with eyes that he was ready to pitch at a high level in the big leagues. And now they're back at rock bottom at the back of the rotation. They're back at square one. And I don't know where they go. And then you throw in the fact that they didn't equip themselves with proper depth. And you wonder, as we circle through all this, could they, would they, should they give a call to an old friend, Taijuan Walker, and say, hey, we're paying you anyway. We could use a few starts between now and the All-Star break. We will say we shall find out. Sending Painter down was the right thing. It had to be the thing. Glad the Phillies wisened up here. Appreciate everyone's listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. We got a lot to talk about on the midday show today. Rumors about Max Crosby, top 11 stuff on WIP, Jalen Hurts stuff. We'll talk a lot about the Phillies, of course, trade deadline coming up, some names that are out there, the Andrew Painter situation, where the Phillies go from here, and the blame game, and really how you assess what has happened, where the Phillies are at, and where this could go over the next couple of months with a team trying to make a push to the postseason. But that fine line between, hey, if we get in, we're dominant, we could be great, versus we got to get in. We got to get ourselves to a position where we feel good about our rotation, sending it out there. They don't right now, obviously, with Painter going out. Thanks so much for listening to WIP Daily.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh. nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.